school holidays are very, very close. So you may want to pay particular attention to my next guest, who has come up with a game that involves the participants in the game getting lost. It's called the Getting Lost Game, and it's the brainchild of Kat McNaughton and her husband James Goodwin, who came up with the idea to keep kids off devices and discover their environment through playing the game. Kat's in the studio with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you. I'm great, thank you. Tell me about the origins of this idea.
So we had a travel blog called The Getting Lost. We were all about going different places, exploring different things, you know, kind of giving our kids the childhood we had growing up. So playing in streams, building dams, and we found that a lot of the activities that people were looking for were really commercialised. So we wanted to give people a way to explore that wasn't tied to their phones and got families back doing things that we did when we grew up.
How does the game work?
Right, so it's 26 cards and they're random directions, so they can be played anywhere. So it's things like turn left, turn right, there's a little compass that comes with each one, so head east, head west, some more random things like head in the direction that the wind's blowing. Mm-hmm. The favourite ones of my kids, follow a blue car, so you literally just leave it entirely up to fate.
Yeah.
Where you're going to end up. Yeah, just start from home. And
is the idea that you do it at home or that you take it on holiday with you?
Yes, you can do a little bit of both. So I was in Singapore over the weekend, so I wanted to go to Sentosa and explore. I didn't want to do the commercial things. I just wanted to kind of roam around, so I did it walking. I just went to the furthest bus stop and then jumped out and then just pulled out cards and see where I ended up.
You're a grown-up child too.
I am a grown-up child.
Still work for you.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, you can do it starting from your house. We've done it to pick where we're going to go on holiday. So we left home and went, okay, bags are packed, let's just see where we end up.
It's so good. What's the point?
The point, discover new places and don't go where everyone else goes. So, we're like ants, you know, we go the same way to work and back home again. So it's really hard to force ourselves to be spontaneous. So this isn't telling you where to go. We're not telling you must do anything. It's just giving you a spark to step outside what you feel comfortable doing.
You've produced the game up and launched it.
We have.
How's it gone?
It's gone amazing, probably a little bit too amazing at the end of last year. James and I didn't sleep too much. Mm. So we've sold 4,000 games.
Wow.
Yeah.
International?
No, just in New Zealand.
Wow.
So, and we tried to keep our production pretty local as well, so we 3D print each of our packs.
Great.
If Carl's listening, through Carl and out of Flatbush in Auckland, so they're made with a plant-based plastic, and we print locally with our cards as well. So it's been, it's been really interesting as demand's kind of stepped up. Just changing how we produce it. We sold out a few times, but we seem to have got that back in control now.
What sort of feedback have you had from people who have bought the game?
Really good. Probably one of the ones that we love the most is we had some grandparents buy it and they bought it for their grandkids because they were concerned about the amount of screen time they had. So they bought it for the grandkids. Grandkids loved it. And then they decided, actually, we want to do this every Sunday. So they now do it for their Sunday drives together.
Oh, I see.
So that's really sweet. But
how much do you charge for it?
We charge $35.
Okay, cool. Now, obvious question. Some parents are actually quite worried about their children wandering off around the neighbourhood and getting lost.
Yes.
In fact, it's seen as quite a bad thing. So what do you say to that?
So always be able to find your way home wherever you're going. We kind of see it as a game that parents will play with their kids. So it really is an all-family game. So we've tried to include things like, you know, stop for a drink, stop for a treat. We've also got what we call our creator cards where you can create your own. So mum and dad can kind of have their own say in there as well. So it might be, you know, stop and pick the groceries up. You can add in some practical things as well.
Okay.
If it is kids off, we have lots of kids do it on bikes. Or walking, but same thing as, you know, like when we were growing up, we had parameters and a little bit of common sense.
Okay. Are you planning to go international?
We'd love to, but we don't quite know how to yet.
Really?
No.
It's so great. I mean, it would work in any country.
Yeah, it literally does. We've had people take it all around the world with them. So, yeah, we think it's pretty cool.
Do you need a business mentor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do, if anyone's listening.
And you need to protect your IP as well.
Yes, we do.
Okay. But mostly it sounds like you're just doing it for the fun and following your nose.
Yeah, pretty much. That's been exactly how it is. We've just launched...
You're getting lost in the business world.
Yeah, we are. We've just launched a new edition, which is the out-of-town edition, and it's specifically for people living out of town, because the feedback was, hey, look, it's slightly different when we're out of town. You know, we can't...
It's a long time for a blue card to roll around.
Exactly. So we actually made that we've got a Facebook page, and we actually made it with the people who followed it. So we asked people, you know, what's your favourite misdirections? And we actually made it based on everyone's feedback. So we kind of really do see it as a game that grows with people, and with the people who love playing the game and love following us.
Great. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Keep us posted, and when you start dominating the world, we'll have you back in, all right, if you can squeeze us in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice to chat. Oh, more details for people who are looking for it?
Yep. So gettinglost.co.nz/shop, and you can find everything there, and you can order online. Oh, and sorry if I can do a little shout out.
Yeah,
if you enter the code happy birthday as one word, you can get a free out of town edition with your full case. And that's until school holidays start on the 7th of July.
Great.
Thank
we
you.
Link that on our website, Melita? Awesome. Nice to have you in. Thanks.
Thank you very much.